You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Welcome back to the Best Practice Show. My name is Kirk Barron. I'm your host, where we take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over the country. And man, I am so glad you're here because I've got one of my favorite guests on. She's a great mentor, great colleague, just a brilliant person, Zania Wines from Golden Proportions Marketing. That's her company. And I highly suggest you take a look at it. And today we're going to be talking about the crazy people in your practice. This could be one of my favorite podcasts of all time, is how do you deal with people that are crazy? And here's a little tip. People that are crazy don't know they're crazy. So how do we deal with crazy? I don't know. We're going to ask her. So do me a favor, stick around. You are going to absolutely love this. Now, I always like to start with a couple show notes, you know, because we get all these emails. I get texts from you guys all day long. You know, I listen to every one of them. Well, first of all, you should get another hobby because that's a lot. But some of you are young dentists and you found us through the COVID conference. You're like, what the heck is this podcast? So here, I'll tell you what it is. I just hang out with my friends. I don't even know that much, but you're going to see I've got a lot of cool friends in dentistry. And so here's what I want you to do. If you're listening on Spotify or Stitcher, iTunes, I don't care where you're listening. Do me a favor. First of all, pull over. Do not keep driving. But pull over and see, just scroll up. See that little button that says subscribe? Just hit it. Here's why. I want you to keep showing up every single week, because you're going to see every single week, I'm going to bring you a brand new expert in dentistry that's going to give you the greatest stuff to improve the way you think and look at your dental practice so you can create a better practice and a better life. And I don't want you to miss out. So hit the subscribe button. Number two, people ask me this question all the time. What the heck do you do? Heck, I don't even know what I do sometimes. But like, I spend a lot of time just helping dentists. And our core business, we are practice coaches. So let me tell you exactly what we do. So if you're a practice owner and you're listening and you're like, you know what? I don't know. My team isn't getting along so well. The culture isn't as good as it used to be. Like, and I know I got to have a healthy culture. That's what we do. Or if you're sitting around thinking, I don't want to write off 35% or 45% every single year to all these PPOs and they're sucking the life out of me, and I actually want to get paid for what I do. That's what we do. Or if you're just like, I don't want to work this crazy number of days anymore. You know, the average dentist in the ADA works, according to the ADA, works 209 days a year. How many days do you work per year? Well, if you want to work less and actually see your kids grow up, give us a call. That's what we do. So check it out, actdental.com, where we're just helping you, here to help you create a better practice and a better life. Now, speaking of a better practice and better life, I want to introduce my guest, because every single time I'm with her, she makes my life better, and it even included today. So she is one of the important people in my life in dentistry, and I met you years ago, Zania. But we had even had a coaching call this morning, and I love it because you just kind of slap me around and go, listen, think about this clearly. And Jenny was on the call with me, and like, you just kind of put us in our place. And I love having you as my friend, a great mentor, great coach for us. But I want people to know, if they're listening to the podcast for the first time, who the heck is Zania Wines? What is Golden Proportions? What do you do? Let's start there.
Okay. So who am I? I am the owner and founder of Golden Proportions Marketing. We are an agency that is specific to the dental industry. So That means we only work with dentists, private practices, consultants within the dental industry. We live and breathe this. And part of that reason is because I am married to a dentist. And I'm so passionate about marketing because I have, over the past 20 years, watched doctors get so taken advantage of by these companies that just promise something that they can't deliver. So this is why I love doing things like this, is to help educate doctors. And then when they're ready to do marketing, that's what we help them out with. We'll do a strategic plan. We'll develop all of the strategies, website, paid search, social, logos, you name it. And then we're going to measure the heck out of it.
Yeah.
So that's what I do.
I think you can do more than educate us today. You're actually going to throw us a life raft because we're drowning with Now, first of all, we're going to, you know, the actual title of this podcast, I think we're just going to call it How to Manage the Karens in Your Practice. Now, if you haven't heard that term, now I've heard it. Zanya, let's start with that. When you say how to manage the Karens in your office, what the heck does that mean? And let's start there.
So first, I have to apologize to all of the actual Karens that are out there listening. I know it's offensive that you feel like your name is being taken and used this way, but it is kind of a cultural term now. So Karens came about a couple of years ago when some really conservative women started basically like trying to direct other people's lives. They felt like they knew better than someone else. They were often actually reporting Black people for doing something that was perfectly normal. So there became this term of a Karen, and really what it turned into is Karens are busybodies. They are the people who feel like they know better and they are going to correct whatever situation that they feel is not going the right way, whether you agree with them or not.
Right, right. So whatever term you use, and there's a lot of them out there, let's just, don't worry about the name. We're going to actually talk about how you manage them. And I don't know, so let me ask you this question. This is an important topic because you deal with reviews and all this. And if you're a dentist, you know you get this. You get the one-star review from a person who's nuts. And then you try to reason with somebody who's nuts. And then it gets worse. You know how this is. And then you start to panic. You sweat a little bit. Like, Zanya, do you think people are getting crazier or are we just more aware of the craziness?
That's a great question. Actually, I think it's a little bit of both. I think we have gotten way more sensitive to pretty much everything in this society. But people are definitely crazier and we're more aware of the crazy. So it multiplies. So social media, you see someone acting like completely bananas and it's funny to you. So you're going to throw it up on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, wherever, share it with all your friends. It goes viral. And all of a sudden, you got this massive problem on your hands. So these Karens have like an outsized impact for the thing that they're doing. Frankly, they're getting way more attention than they deserve, in my opinion.
Yeah. And let's face it, dentists didn't sign up for this. They went to dental school to work on teeth, and then they found out later they had to work with people, and then they had to actually work on people that had the teeth. And now, you know, I don't know if this is true, but do you feel like, okay, so as we go down this path, the better you get and the higher quality you do, the more room for error and the more you're going to attract crazy people that have been to multiple. Do you find that to be kind of true?
To an extent, yeah, but I also think there's just a lot of crazy in the world now.
Right.
Let me give you the story for like why this is such a passionate topic for me, because it actually has nothing to do with dentistry. But it clearly has resonated with people. So last fall, Kirk, you know, my husband, who is a dentist, also owns a brewery, which we had opened up literally 5 days before the shutdown. And we were doing everything possible to keep this brand new business going. And when the governor had said you couldn't do any indoor seating and it's November, we put a tent outside and we were showing off on social media how we were keeping the tent warm. And one woman, whose name I will not reveal, but was definitely the epitome of a Karen, commented, if that tent is at all airtight, it's not safe. And she had an attitude and she felt like she needed to control what was happening in the situation. And we all kind of lost our minds. And I asked my husband, can I please write a response to her? And he wouldn't let me. And it took me like 2 hours of sitting with this and I couldn't stand it. And I wrote this post that was, my God, this long. And I kind of went off on the impact that this one woman's comment had on a business. Her comment that she thinks is well-meaning could impact the business that is trying to survive, impacts the employees that are working for that business, impacts the whole local community. And here's where I know it was an important topic. It got picked up and shared over 500 times. There were hundreds and hundreds of comments on it. So people are fed up with Karens. So that's why I really want to, because I see it in practices all the time. We got to learn how to control these crazies.
Right. Now, this is a pretty dynamic thing, too, because we've seen it in the pandemic. A lot of patients were educated by what they saw on social media. You know, so if you're a dentist, you'd have somebody come in and go, well, you know, this is so dangerous. And the dentist would go, well, where did you learn this? And they go, well, I watched a YouTube video. So we've got a little bit of this in our brain that social power and that kind of stuff carries some clout. So what do I do, Zanya? How do I handle this?
Well, I think there's a couple of really distinct type of personalities that we have to be prepared for, and they each kind of have a different strategy that goes with them. So there's Karens, which are basically the, I'm going to do what I think is best, and I'm going to tell everybody else that they're wrong. There's what I'm calling vaccination hall monitors, the people who are calling your practice and asking if everyone in the office is vaccinated. And then ultimately, this is the group that we can't control. It's the people who are easily offended. You could do anything that seems slightly controversial, but you didn't mean it to be, and they will go off and make it their personal mission to destroy your business. So each one of these crazies kind of gets their own, how do we manage them? How do we be prepared in advance for this? So like, give me an example. What's one of the crazies that you have run into lately?
Where do I start? we are running into a lot of the vaccination hall monitors, and then even any type of reference, like there's no grace for somebody who's like me, 51. And then I say something that I said as a kid and they go, you can't say that anymore. And I'm like, wow. Oh my gosh, my intention was just to like put a word to it. But now I got to be extra careful about how I even say anything. Now, let me add a layer. Zanya, I've been clinically diagnosed as a wuss. So all three of these groups like intimidate the heck out of me. But, you know, Karens are very like, oh, I just like, I've learned, I don't know. And then the vaccination hall monitors, that's an interesting one too for dentistry, because that is just blatantly a HIPAA violation for you to ask me about anything medically about me or my team, or even is, I mean, how do I even deal with it as a dentist with my team, making sure that they're back if you were on that side of the fence? So I don't know. I'm going to throw the question right back at you.
All right. So let's take the vaccination hall monitors, because I am seeing these crop up on Facebook forums all over the place. So it is really common for a patient to call a practice and ask, before I come in, is everybody in your practice vaccinated? And well-meaning front office managers are literally just sort of answering the question. They're saying, well, you know, most of our team is vaccinated, or our doctors decided that they're going to wait a couple of months to get vaccinated, or they just say, oh, it's really none of your business. I can't share it. And because they haven't done it in a well-scripted way, what happens is these hall monitors, and this is why I'm calling them hall monitors, they feel it is their responsibility to now tell the entire community that nobody should go to your practice because your inability to have your entire team vaccinated is putting everyone at risk. Like you're going to personally be killing people when they come into your practice. So you've got to be careful, because I have seen these people literally go out on like these moms forums and the neighborhood groups that you see on Facebook and on apps, and they will make it their personal mission to shut you down because they believe they're right. So what we've got to do is figure out how to get ahead of these, well, hall monitors, that they feel it's their job to hold everybody else accountable to a higher standard.
Right. So go back to what you said, though, because if I'm not equipped, and I actually am not equipped today, like how to answer that question, what would you coach an office to say? I mean, because verbal skills do matter. in an office. And so this
They really do. So what I'm recommending to people is that they almost sort of skirt the question, but you've got to be prepared for it. So in advance of getting these kind of questions, or well, frankly, we're getting them all right now. So the sooner you do this, the better. Put together some kind of a video that shows your patients and prospective patients all the things that you are doing to keep patients extra safe. So you can do fun stuff. You can like show the doctor and the hygienist holding like a 6-foot long ruler away from each other so they can make sure that they're socially distanced. Or you can show the assistant having 17 layers of masks on. But show everybody what you are doing, both seriously and with a little comedy in it, and put this together as like a 1-minute video. And then you need to be proactive about it. Like you need to put this out on social media and say, we want to share with you all of the things that we are doing to keep you safe when you come in for your visit. So when you get a call from a hall monitor and she says, is everybody in your practice vaccinated? Your answer should be something more along the lines of, I'm so glad that you asked this because we are doing everything to keep our patients safe. As a matter of fact, I've got a great video. I can text it. I can email it to you. I'm going to show you everything that we are doing to make sure that your visit is completely clinically safe. And so you haven't answered her question of whether or not everybody's vaccinated, but you're going to put her at ease because you're showing that you have gone out of your way to make her safety a priority.
Guys, if you're listening, drop the mic. Podcast over. That was brilliant. No, we're not. We're going to keep going. But that is first of all, that's brilliant. Number one, you're welcoming that. Like, game on. So glad. So I hope you guys wrote that down. Number two is you're kind of supporting what any dentist has known starting their own practice is you never dwell on the can't. You know, what you always dwell on what you can do for patients. So you're quickly pointing the conversation into, I'm so glad. Here's what we have done, will do, continue to do for our patients and moving in that direction. That, as a caller, if I'm a vaccination hall monitor, I'm actually, like, you're giving me a little confidence through the phone that you guys have gotten this question before, number one. Number two, you're welcoming my question because I'm kind of challenging you with the question, don't you think?
Yep.
And for you to slip up. And number three, the video thing is huge too. Like, oh, you're extra prepared now. You got a little video. This is awesome. So how would you deal with a Karen though? Like, let's
go to the whole other issue. So like a great example of a Karen, we've all seen the videos where she walks into Costco and she's blatantly refused to wear her mask. And she demands to speak with the manager because it's against her civil rights. And this pandemic is just a lie that is meant to handle political issues. And they go off their rocker. So I did see a video, and I wish I remembered exactly which practice this happened to, where there was a woman who came into a dental practice and she refused to wear a mask. And she also refused to leave when the office manager told her, if you're not wearing a mask, we need to have you leave. So these Karens, what happens is they create so much drama and they actually walk into your practice like they know they're doing something wrong. What they're really looking for is attention. And so I equate it to, it's almost like dealing with a toddler who needs a nap. Like you have this irrational person who has no ability to have a logical conversation with you. So you need to be prepared with everything in advance when it comes to your Karens. So do you have any examples of like someone where do you have a client where that's happened to them, where patients have walked in without a mask?
Yeah. Wait. Let's go back to the attention thing. So I'm going to answer that. But I just had an epiphany because I'm raising 4 kids. I'm not the perfect dad. But one of my friends was watching me with my oldest, who is now 20. And when she was like 3 or 4, she threw a fit in the store. And I was trying to please her. And I gave her a ton of energy. And he's like, oh, dude, you don't give energy to that. He's like, walk away from that. I'm like, does that work? He goes, just try it. So I did it one time. We were in a Lowe's. I'm not joking. Like she did the fit thing and I walked out of the store and she chased me like, you are gonna leave me there. And I go, yes, I was. I'm just not gonna give it. And she's like, yeah. And guess how many times she did it since?
Zero.
Zero. Like you're exactly right. You don't give energy to those people because number one, energy is like fuel to the flame. They're just make it bigger and bigger and bigger. Number two, if you're like me, you're going to get yourself in trouble because you're going to slip up and you're going to go, no, the reason I charge you the $100 is because you missed it. Like, you're just going to agitate the problem. Remember, let's go back to the givens of this equation. People that are crazy, they don't know they're crazy. They're not going to apologize in the middle of the argument and go, you know what? I've been thinking about what you said and I didn't take my meds this morning. And you know what? I have been quite irrational for the last couple of months. So I want to apologize because you just totally put me in my place, you know, because I've been making everybody crazy and you just made me feel better that I'm a little, no, I'm having fun with you guys. But I have learned, like, you just don't give energy to crazy. Like, it's just not even healthy. Number one,
what they're looking for, they're coming in looking for a fight. They are looking for a reason to get amped up and excited so that they can prove that they are right. And they're dead wrong. The problem that comes into this is when you have a patient in the reception room who starts, pulls out their phone and starts shooting this or live streaming it on Facebook. And then this thing goes viral because it's hysterical that you've got a crazy person in your office, but it's still your office and your name that's associated with it. So all of a sudden you're cleaning up after the fact. I mean, that is bad press that I wouldn't want to have anywhere near me, even if I were in the right. So the sooner you can take the air out of that situation and deflate her and just calmly walk her out to her car and not get into a whole, we got to call the police and, you know, shouting matches, the less likely there is that you're going to have a situation like that.
Okay, so I'm in a full sweat right now because I wasn't even thinking about somebody that might be watching this with a phone, but that is very true. Now, let's go a layer deeper because you're an expert on marketing. Let's go to the review side. Let's say I don't get a face-to-face with Karen and Karen's just going to destroy me with a one-star Google review. Do I call her and go, rah! Like, what do I do with a Karen that doesn't give me face-to-face, but she'll go out of her way to destroy me on Google? What do I do with that?
Well, this is where Karens start to evolve into what I call the easily offended. And that's a whole different category. I would say if she writes a review online, often what I have seen is these are the reviews that go on and on and on. Like, you have to keep scrolling to read every bit of vitriol that this person has spewed out. Like, any bit of anger in their life, they're going to find a way to make you responsible for it as the dentist. So if you read it and you find there is any legitimacy to their point at all, I still recommend calling that person and seeing if there's a way to resolve the situation. However, if they are just bananas, like a really short and to the point response, that's not how we run our practice. I'm so sorry that you feel you were treated this way. I wish you the best of luck in the future. Just shut them down. Make it like everybody is going to read it and know this person is crazy. I would not get too worried about that one star unless they start piling on and having all their friends write a bunch of reviews, which is a whole different scenario.
Right. Okay. So let's go to group number three, easily offended, which that is probably the hardest one for me because you know, I completely, you know, as you age, you totally respect everyone's opinions, you know, and differences more than ever. But like, even in that space where I just said, like, I totally respect everyone's preferences. That's like, this is America. You can do whatever you want, but like, don't destroy me because I didn't get the word right or that I happened to say something that just didn't fit what you thought I should say or how I should reference you. So this is a big struggle for me. I don't know what to do with group number three.
So the easily offended are the most difficult to manage because you have absolutely no idea when they're going to go off or what their trigger is going to be. Wow. It could be anything from the fact that they saw your SUV in the parking lot and they declare that you are personally responsible for destroying the environment because it's a gas hog. Or they could see you take off your gloves twice during a procedure because you had to type some notes in and now you're destroying the environment because you're wasting gloves. They can be offended by almost anything. Like, great example, I'm sure you guys all remember the dentist who went and shot an endangered lion. And while I'm not a fan of what he did, the entire world came down on his head. As a matter of fact, before we started this, I tried to find him. His practice is closed. He completely had to go out of business because people decided to be offended by a choice that he made and they ruined him. Facebook, Google, national press, everybody eats this stuff up because it's controversy. And often it's, now the lion might be like a really bad example, but often it's something unintentional that people did. So I'll give you another example. This is one that's been going around for a while. There's three women in a practice down in Raleigh, North Carolina. As a matter of fact, they used to be clients of ours a long time ago. And every month they put out a new ad in the local magazine and they do kind of a different theme. And they're the ones that are featured in the ad every single time. And so one of their ads, and this honestly was a good two and a half years ago, said, everybody smiles in the same language. One of them was dressed up in a Scottish kilt. One of them in, I forget what it was, might've been like cowboy gear. And then one of them was dressed up in a Native American headdress. And the internet world literally lost their mind because they declared it was cultural appropriation. These women, just because I needed to see what was going on, there were literally hundreds of nasty negative reviews on Facebook, on Google, because everybody else that, you know, the one person who gets offended gets all of their friends to get like ramped up and offended as well. And then they go write all of these horrible reviews. And so the question is, how the hell do you stop that kind of stuff? Because your reputation could be shut down. I mean, you could lose your practice in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, you don't know how people are going to react. I mean, that's, wow.
So with that, it's honestly, it's just crisis communication in my mind. Like you can't get ahead of that, right? I mean, there's, you could offend somebody for, nobody would have seen it coming. It's really about cleaning up the aftermath.
Right. I think in the end, like, I love what you said earlier is like just focusing on what it is that you're doing proactively. Another thing as a dentist, you know this, like long-term, you just want to find the right people that care about the same things that you care about. The more you go for the masses, you're going to have people that care about everything. And a lot of that stuff is just not important to you. You're going to find your favorite people. Just they're your jam. They're your type of patients type of a thing. So this is going to be interesting. I think it's going to get a little bit more dicey as the future goes on. That's just my prediction. And they're usually wrong. But like, it's one of those things where, I don't know, the things that we used to stress about, you know, we stress on more now than we ever did, thinking about personal perception, the image on the internet. And then if you're a Social Dilemma fan, which I only watched one time, and I will tell you, if you haven't seen it, you got to watch it. It's a 90-minute documentary. The one takeaway that I got more than anything is people will not know the truth in the future because they're going to be taking it from social media. And so I think it's really important what you're telling us today is just get your head ready for this stuff and be ready for the questions and the comebacks and their comments, right?
Absolutely. So when you've got your easily offended, there is one way to diffuse them. They are just looking to be validated. So let's say you have that patient who's sitting in the chair and she asks, is that your SUV out there? And you are proud of it or whatever, and you say yes. And then she goes off on a tangent about how you're destroying the environment. You could immediately, like, the gut reaction is to get defensive, right? You that was your choice of car. It's got great gas mileage, but she's never going to believe you. So instead of debating her on this particular issue, and I hate to say her, but it is almost universally women that do this.
You know you're going to get trouble with that.
I know. Sorry, I'm a woman. I get it.
You're going straight to hell on that one. So like, no, keep going.
So just validate them. So if she's going off about how you're destroying the environment, take a step back, pause and say, you know what? That's actually a great perspective. I guess I never thought of it that way. This seems to be something you're really passionate about. Tell me what you're doing to support the environment. What do you think I could be doing? And just let them have some power in this situation. They're going to feel like you're invested in a solution as opposed to fighting them on the situation. I learned a long time ago, it is a lot better to just let people believe they're right, whether or not they are. If you need to not have conflict, let it go. It doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong. Let them believe they're right.
Yeah, that is so good. Now, you guys, this is why I love her so much. Now, I'm having all these weird epiphanies in my brain while you're talking. I'm like, that's so good. You know, if you're a man listening to this, let's go to the man side of things. You guys know this. And my wife is very healthy, emotional. Like, you always know, like, you can be right or you can be married, but you can't be both. You know what I mean? So, like, I like being married. So that's kind of, so there's arguments. You're like, all right, I'm just, all right, totally cool. I'm cool with this. Now, the other thing I've learned too is I learned this from somebody a long time ago. Instead of being frustrated, be fascinated. And I found that to be absolutely true with even family members that just do not agree or take a strong stance on one side of the fence or the other. And they're trying to convince everybody in the room to come over to where they're at. That's worked for me. I'm like, wow, that's so fascinating. So tell me why. Like, what do you think? Like, what do you think's happened? Wow, I'm fascinated. That's fascinating. You know, because you're not going to change them. You're not going to have. Now, I also love your question going back. Like, oh, I told. Wow, tell me about that. Like, that's wow. What are you doing to save the environment? Like, that's kind of a. That's kind of like, hey, right back at you, don't you think?
It's clearly an issue they're passionate about. So. They're very proud of whatever they're doing, and they are looking for that recognition and validation that they're right. So when you ask them about it, you have basically said, you are an expert on this. You are powerful, and I could learn from you. I just believe in the power of asking people really great questions because you can learn so much about them. And honestly, by the end of the visit, you will probably have a raving fan of your practice. Because you do not want the other side where the world decides to skewer you online on Facebook and Google and write hundreds of horrible, nasty reviews and basically get your practice shut down. So in this case, you kind of got to swallow your pride a little bit.
Yeah, this is really good training. So if you're a young dentist, this is kind of like a non-negotiable to build a great practice. Kind of like an airline pilot where they have to go through verbal training. Like when something bad happens, they get on the... Hey, folks, sorry, just went through some turbulence. We'll be fine. And then he hangs up. He's like, dude, that was bad. You know, you got to learn how to communicate and bring the calmness down. Any last thoughts you have on this, Zanya? Because this is so good.
The last thought I would have is if the fire rages out of control and it's a little too late, if you didn't say the right thing to this easily offended person and they are destroying you online, you can basically take your Facebook page offline for 30 days. It does not shut it down. It does not cancel it or delete it. Let's basically take the air out of the fire. Now, they can still write their reviews on Google and go crazy there, but you can actually flag all of these reviews as inappropriate. Tell Google, you know, these are not my patients. They're going to see that you got 200 reviews all in a matter of 2 days and people are going off about what a horrible person you are. They're going to recognize this is baloney and they'll end up deleting them. So those you have to just don't respond, don't engage, just sit back and let those happen. And then you deal with it in a day or two and the fire will burn out. They'll find something else to get offended about. It's pretty much like a daily habit for people that are that wound up about things.
Yeah, that's a great tip too, just to stop the cascading of stuff. That is, I never even thought of that either. So... good stuff. Good stuff. Now, I know people are listening. They're going to want to learn more. And I'm going to encourage you, if you're listening and you just want to meet somebody cool, number one, or if you want to improve, you know, the marketing in your practice, Zanya is a great resource. Her team is amazing. And like I said, she coaches us every single week. So Zanya, if somebody wanted to find out more about you or get in touch with you or find out how to get in touch with your company, how do we do that?
So if you got a situation with one of these three crazies we just talked about, call me directly. Honestly, I'll walk you through it because this is something that requires some personal coaching. You're not just reading an article. So you can go to our website, goldenproportions.com. You will see our phone number on there. Click it. You'll hear our extensions. You can reach out to me directly. I am happy to take your call and discuss these very special people. But for the rest of you that kind of want to get ahead of it and not have to deal with the crazies, like put together a great video of how you are keeping people safe, then I'd say just like grab the chat button on our website and set up a time to talk to us. And we will do everything that we can to help you manage these crazies in your practice before they even become an issue. Because I promise prevention is way better than the cure in this particular scenario.
Love it. Love it. So do you have a couple more minutes?
Sure.
All right. Because you know what time it is? Hold on. This is the segment. And again, thank you, Lynn Tao, for this, where we get to humanize our superheroes. So I don't even know the questions. I'm going to shake this up because he gave me this great app and I love it. I love it. So, okay, this one's bad. All right, so here we go. Would you rather, we're going to play Would You Rather today.
Oh,
all right. Would you rather be locked in a coffin or gym locker for an hour? And why?
I'm assuming the coffin isn't underground. So I'm just going to say coffin, because if I'm laying down, I can take a nap. If I'm standing up, my legs are going to start to cramp. Like, I'm not going to be excited about it, but that's one of those, as long as I know it's only an hour and it's not, I have no idea what's going to happen, I can just take a deep breath and calm. How about you?
That's interesting. So you would pick coffin. Like, I don't think I could sit in a coffin for a minute because it would freak, the whole concept of what the whole thing is about would freak me out. It just doesn't seem like there's an out. You know what I mean?
So the biology of this whole thing, how's my muscle cramping going to handle?
Right. I didn't take the nap thing. I would pick the gym locker because at the worst case, if you didn't open it in an hour, like I could try to fight my way out of that. But if I didn't know what you were doing with the coffin or, I don't know. That's kind of a tough one. So, okay. I like this. It's interesting how I get to learn about you in this whole. All right. Would you rather sit in the front of the class or the back of the class and why?
Oh, well, that's easy. The front of the class, because I am driven by learning. I'm a complete nutter dork. Like, I am researching constantly. I am the person with the hand in the air at every conference, asking questions and probably taking up too much time. I would much rather sit in the front of the class.
Yeah, I too. And so tell me, when you went to college, did you sit in the front the whole time and all through? Or was there a turning point where you started moving to the front? I need to know.
It depends on the class. So if it was like a math class, I was definitely in the back. If it was literature or history or anything else I was passionate about, I was in the first row or two, definitely.
Okay. So there was a turning point. I'll share this story with you. I never told this story, but like I went to University of Minnesota, didn't do very well there for my first round of college. Then I had to transfer to University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Now I didn't know anybody, which was to my favor. And so then I had to sit in front, you know, and I got like good grades. It was crazy. Like I started going to class, just showed up and I thought to myself, there is something about sitting, and they have all that research, you know, like the people that get the best grades are always up at the front, and I would poo-poo it all the time. But I actually found that to be true. All right, cool. If you were a superhero, what would be your superpower? And it can't be a superhero that already has a name. You got to come up with a superhero. Like, what's your
superpower? I need a name?
What's your superpower? Like, if I were to ask your team, what's your superpower at work, what would they say?
My superpower is so exactly like me. I'm so freaking practical. I want to be able to teleport anywhere in the world instantaneously, because I think travel, like, sitting in an airport, sitting on a plane, driving places is the biggest waste of time. That's the practical in me. I want to get way more out of my day. So from like a superhero perspective, I'm not sure how I'm going to save anybody or save the day, but it's going to make me a lot happier.
Yeah. I had a superpower. I was thinking flying, but like teleporting would be way cooler than that. Cause you could go anywhere at any time. Like if you just want to go, I'm going to go to Thailand and be on a beach. Boom. You're like there.
Exactly. So I guess in a way you could like truly fight crime, because if you were contacted by your fellow superheroes that something was going on, you could like teleport and assist them because it'd be a surprise you show up. I don't know, but
all right.
I don't even know what would a name for something like that be?
I don't even, the teleporter, I have no idea. Okay, so I've got one that's not even on here and I got to know. What's the craziest or weirdest thing you've ever seen in dental practice? Just something you're like, oh my gosh, that's just weird. I don't even know what to say about that.
Oh, good Lord. I got to say I have really boring clients. I can't think of anything crazy.
All right, I'll go first.
The best I had is somebody who had a dog in their office.
A dog, that's it?
Yeah, no, that's it. Or so people hide the crazy when I come. Like yeah. they know that I can do something. Okay.
I got a bunch of them. We could actually do a whole episode on them. So one time, one of our team members, she's in an office and she calls and she goes, okay, this guy's kind of weird. He's just, I don't know if he's our jam. Like, I don't even know if I want to be here. And she's like, okay, I just opened the drawer up front. There's a loaded gun in the drawer. I'm like, then she goes, can I just leave? I was like, hell yes. And so I was like, okay, that's not real. You know, why would you keep a loaded gun in the front? I don't know. Maybe.
That's crazy.
Maybe you got a lot of Karens. I don't know. Or a lot of who knows? I have no idea. But there's a long list of those types of things. I don't know. Zani, you are the best. I am just so grateful to have you as my friend on the show. And so I'm just going to say to you guys, if you're listening right now, make sure you check out Zania's stuff. She's got a great blog, great team. And I know you're going to be doing some more stuff on the ActU platform, marketing courses. And I'm going to encourage you to check that out. So thank you guys for listening today. Hey, if you enjoyed today, just do us a favor, hit the share button, share with your friends. Keep sending us suggestions for things that you guys want to see. And you're going to see we're lining them up left and right. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. And there you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.